A year from now, I'll be very surprised if there is not some grand square in Baghdad that is named after President Bush.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
A rocket slammed into a U.S. logistics base near the
Five
Iraqi
U.S. soldiers dead. Five.
One of the most violent days.
Two soldiers were killed and another.
A day of violence that killed at least 25 people.
Three headless bodies on a road.
Roadside bomb.
One of the most intense mortar and rocket
blasts. The latest in a series of bold strikes.
Several police commanders killed.
Security here appeared to spiral out of control.
Our military will stay as long as the stability of Iraq requires. I know what I'm doing when it comes to winning this war.
That ought to comfort you.
When we get it right in Iraq, at some point in time, like you, I have been disgraced.
We're a nation of laws.
This vile display. There is no justification.
The incredible loss of life. We seek peace.
War is forced upon us.
My answer is bring them on.
I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq.
Nobody likes to see dead people on their television screens. I don't.
If Saddam Hussein does not fully disarm for the safety of our people and for the peace of the world, we will lead a coalition to disarm him.
I thought we would find stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction, and we didn't.
The Bush administration claims that Saddam Hussein had links to the Al-Qaeda terrorists.
I can't distinguish between the two because they're both equally as bad.
They insist this is not a Bush administration orchestration aimed at winning support for a military action.
What the vice president said was that he has been involved with Al-Qaeda.
We have no credible evidence that Iraq and Al-Qaeda cooperated on attacks against the United States.
The flag is white line. You go, you have to hide your line.
Once again, this nation and all our friends are all that stand between a world at peace and a world of chaos and constant alarm.
Insurgents hammered central Baghdad.
A rocket attack on a convoy of U.S. soldiers.
Picked up body parts and put them into boxes.
Want to be the peace president.
One U.S. soldier killed yesterday in Baghdad.
Want to be the peace president.
The latest in a string of attacks.
Want to be the peace president.
The attack killed 9 civilians, including 3 children.
I'm a war president. I'm a war president. I'm a war president.